AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and on the KGLO live line right now, we have Chris Franz from North Iowa Area Community College. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, and yourself?
Oh, great. You know, we're all getting through this, aren't we, in different ways with the coronavirus kind of making us all step back a little bit, work from home a little bit more, and those kinds of things. How's that having an effect on you guys at NIAC?
Well, it's having a pretty big effect. We have limited access to the campus right now. So if you go out there, all the buildings, it says campus is closed, but there is still some essential people that are out there. Presidents out there, some vice presidents, some people that are working in the offices that go in there maybe once or twice a week or something like that. But for the most part, it's really strange going out to the NIAC campus right now and seeing those signs up that says, hey, our buildings are closed right now. But that doesn't mean we are closed for business. Business is actually running as usual. The kids are still going to school. It's just all online. As far as admissions work is concerned, we're doing things like crazy. We're calling people. We're emailing people. We're using Zoom. I've never heard of Zoom before, and all of a sudden it's like the greatest invention I've ever used in my entire life. It's been fantastic. As far as that's concerned, financial aid, getting kids registered for classes, getting things going for next fall, everything is running as usual, and we just have to do it a little bit differently, whether that's over the phone or through Zoom or by email, whatever it happens to be. But we're certainly doing our jobs still. It's just a matter of doing it differently. We just can't do campus tours right now, I guess.
You've always had a special kind of a contest that you've worked in recent years, too, and that's underway.
Yeah, it is. That's for our adult students. And I work primarily with adult students. I work with high school students as well. But we have a program called Extreme Makeover. So if anybody's been down to Band Festival for the last, I think, 14 years it's been now, they've seen us give away the Extreme Makeover winners at that time. And what that is we're asking anybody that's 23 years of age or older and haven't taken a NIAC class in the last 3 years, all you got to do is go to our website, theniac.edu, and then up on the upper banner page, it'll roll around and it'll eventually say Extreme Makeover. You click on that pane, and then it'll take you to the Extreme Makeover College Edition site. And what it is, that explains everything to you, but what it is you're putting in, there's an entry form on the left-hand side that you fill out, and you answer some questions, kind of an essay type of a deal. We've had 30, 40, 50 people before get into this program. And once those essays come into us, there is a panel of people that read those and score those based on the answers. And once that is done, we pick a top 10. And once we get to the top 10, we end up interviewing those people in a one-on-one fashion. Now, normally we bring those people out to campus. This year we'll probably do it over Zoom or by phone or whatever it happens to be. But then from those 10, we knock it down to the top 5. And once we get to the top 5, you're guaranteed at least half-price tuition for the fall and spring semester for this upcoming school year. After that, after we get to the top 5, we put it to a vote of the public. And the public then can go in and they can vote for people then as well. And so once they get into the vote of the public, then we factor all these different things together. We factor the essays, we factor the interview, and we factor the polls that the public has voted on. And the top 2 people that score the highest in those 2 categories will get free tuition, fees, books for the year of 2020-2021, the spring and the fall, or the fall and spring semester. So we get 2 winners that get everything paid for as far as tuition, fees, and books. We get 3 winners that are half-price tuition. And it's just a great way to encourage some of these adult students to come back to school, give them the start they need, because obviously finances is a big issue for them a lot of times. And so if we can get them started on the right track, it's been a fantastic contest, I guess, for us over the last 14 years. To really turn people into a new area and a new career a lot of times.
It's been kind of fun, too, and for those that have not been to the band festival to watch, but when those people are announced, there's some real excitement to the Extreme Makeover.
No doubt. It literally is a life-changing event because, like I said, we've had, and you know what, the winners that we've had in the years past, I have to track those people as well as they go through the process of going to school and making sure their grades are still good and so on and so forth. Just making sure they're having a good experience and getting to the end of what they want to do. And I would say out of the 14 years, most of them have gotten all the way through what they want to do. Now, obviously, there's certain things that come up in life, and maybe they can't go the second year, or maybe they can't go one semester, and they have to kind of put it by the wayside for a little bit. But I'd say probably, oh, I bet you 75, 80, 85% of the people that actually are in our top five do continue on and do really make themselves over, if you will, and really, you know, change their life in hopefully a very positive fashion for them.
Does it kind of vary of what areas they want to go into, Chris, or is there one area or two that maybe stand out above the others? Or
I'd say it varies quite a bit. I mean, there's some business people. I would say the healthcare area is a lot. People want to get into that because you know there's going to be job security, especially in today's world that we got right now. There's a ginormous need for all of those types of people, the nurses, the physical therapy people, the LPNs, the RNs, the CNAs even for that matter. I mean, there's all kinds of needs for those types of people. However, those programs are not easy to get into and they're not easy to go through either. I mean, they're very difficult programs, but I would say the health areas are probably the main thing. We do have people that try and get into our industrial programs too. And, you know, there's guys that want to get into heating, air conditioning, or the automotive or diesel, or the industrial maintenance and mechanics is a very popular program right now too. And one that there's a large need for people. If they're looking for a job in a factory that's a maintenance and mechanics person, if you're good at it, you can write your ticket as far as, how much money you might get paid and where you might do it at as well. Business, we get a lot of business folks that come in as well. So, yeah, I mean, it really does kind of run the gamut, but I'd probably say it probably skews a little bit more towards the healthcare field more than anything else.
And again, now as we kind of wrap up a little bit, maybe you can tell everybody, how do they get involved? What's the first step? What do they need to do?
Yeah, very simple. All I got to do is go to NIAC.edu. And then you're going to see where it says Extreme Makeover on there. And if it doesn't pop up on the main page screen, you can go to that search bar on our screen too and just put in Extreme Makeover. And it will go to our Extreme Makeover College Edition page. And on the left-hand side, it says Extreme Makeover Entry Form. You click on that and fill it out. And that's as simple as that. And then after that, if you're in the top 10, we'll give you calls and make sure you come in for the interviews and so on and so forth from there. But real simple, just go to NIAC.edu and you start there by filling out the application form or the entry form.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Chris, always good to talk to you. Anything else you want to touch on before I let you go today?
No, other than to just let everybody know, we are business as usual. We just can't have you out on the campus right now. But, man, if you need any help with anything, if you have a son or a daughter or a husband or wife or a niece or nephew that's thinking about coming to NIAC, definitely get a hold of us because we can certainly walk you through this process. And it'll actually be a lot less painful than you think it's going to be. It's actually going to be fairly easy to walk through everything. And, you know, there's a lot of people maybe thinking about rethinking maybe what they're doing this upcoming fall, too. And we'd be more than happy to talk to you about what NIAC can offer for you then as well.
Chris Friends, good to have you on board with us at KGLO.
Thank you very much. I want everybody to stay healthy. And I appreciate all the news coverage you guys have given us over the years here, too, and keeping us up to date on what's going on here with this coronavirus, too.
Happy to do it. That's Chris Friends from North Iowa Area Community College on AM 1300 KGLO and online at KGLOAM.com.